Well, Steve, that was a big, big win.
Massive, massive, and to do it in their backyard, like we said last week. I mean, the players were fantastic today, and you know, especially first half, where I think Bastock's kept them in the game. We've had enough chances, but he's pulled off some great saves. And you know, we didn't let our heads go down when we drew level, when they drew level with us, and we showed great spirit all through the game. And we dug deep, rolled our sleeves up, and gave a good account of ourselves today.
Yeah, you were a lot. You did create a lot of chances, but you were only 1-0 up at the break. Soft penalty.
Definite penalty, I thought. You know, it pulled him down. You don't pull shirts in the box like that and get away with it. So referee had a good game today.
And Liam Mettam, who took a penalty earlier in the season when you shouldn't have done a mess, today you should have taken it and put it in the back of the net for you.
Yeah, as soon as Ryan Kendall's come off of the Amsterdam, I said to Mets, go and run the show, and if a penalty comes along, go and take it and stick it in the net. And pleased for Mets, he did, and you know, delighted, and you know, special. You know, it's hard to single any of the players out. I mean, but Stampy was superb today.
It was a real handful for their young back centre backs.
Yeah, definitely, and he was superb, and special praise goes to him. But as all of them, special praise to them all. I mean, Jason White at the end, the keeper. What a great save that is off Jason Lee. To keep us right, you know, to send us away happy.
And you made Jamie Yates captain for the day.
Just to spice things up even more, I thought, you know, he's an old, supposed to be a legend here, so he's a legend with us. So I thought I'd give him the captain's armband, and, you know, it was nice to see our 57 fans as well enjoying the day.
Yeah, we think some of the other results have gone your way as well. I think possibly up to third, we think, at the moment.
Yeah, we've just checked that. But like you say, it's all in hands. I think we need one more point from the two, but, you know, let's go win on both. And just, you know, like you say, we didn't get carried away today. We still know our jobs to do. The lads have come in, level-headed players, and quality shown today from our players. And, you know, I thought we really dominated the game. It should have been a lot more comfortable than what the result says. But, you know, we've got a bunch of lads there that stick together. You know, all this talk that they're there for the money and all that, but these lads come in 3 days a week and they work their hearts out and they want to do well for little old Gainsborough Trinity Football Club. And so do I, so does the chairman. And just shows today, spirit, that's what we've got, and, you know, deservedly so.
And you silence the noisy neighbours?
Yes, definitely. Like you say, I think our 57 over noised them again today. And they go home happy, we all go home happy. You know, a bit of friendly banter, spices a derby like this up, and you know, it's an enjoyable day, but more enjoyable for Gainsborough Trinity Football Club.